Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 13th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Foyon, here with my co-host, the enigmatic Antoine Bergeron. Antoine?
That's me being enigmatic.
Oh, jeez. How's it going, Antoine?
It's going well. You?
That was good. That was a good answer to that. I know you never know what I'm going to say, so
nope.
But I totally, you were so quiet, I thought the line had cut or something. That's hilarious. Well played. I'm doing well. Life is busy, but life is good.
Yes, same here.
Looking forward to playing some Guild Ball this week, so things couldn't be better.
Mm-hmm. Lucky right. You.
Well, you know. I got to play a little bit, otherwise you're just going to stomp me even worse than I expect at the event.
I'm not playing, I'm running it. So.
You'll still find a way to beat me.
That's it. Yeah. I'll just wish I'm able to play before next month.
But you can help me practice. It'll be like a Rocky training montage.
We could do something like that.
Yeah, exactly. We could play some Eye of the Tiger while I'm trying not to die too badly while playing you. It'd be good. All right, let's get this ball rolling so it doesn't take an hour. So as always, first up, we're going to do our events. And, only one new thing in the list, but let's see. We'll start off with the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
It's in Quebec City at the Quebec Inn Hotel. Lots of 40k X-Wing, War Machine Ords, Edge of Sigmar, and a pinking contest run by Thierry Saar. You can find all the information on their website. It's coming shortly, so I don't know if they still have places available for every event, but you can find all that on their website.
Excellent. Next up, Taco Bowl 2, TAC Oktoberfest, October 1st.
It's a Guild Ball tournament I'm running. We are using the original cup format as we want to be sanctioned. We have got the sanction status because we have got the minimum requirement of players, which is 16. So the sanction status has been requested. So I'm awaiting words from the guys at Steamforge to know if we get it and the price support that go with it. So right now the tournament is full. I'm taking name for a reservation list in case we have dropouts. And we might up the number of players from 16 to 24, but that remains to be seen. So for now, if you want to follow the tournament and ask questions, we'll have a link to the Facebook event in the show notes.
So right now it's a four-round event?
Four round, yeah, and that's why
It would go to five rounds at 24, correct?
Exactly, so that's why I'm not sure I want to add more people.
Well, there's always Taco Bowl 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we could, as we grow, maybe look at doing a two-day event or something, you know, in the future.
Yeah, we could think about that.
Next up on our list, we have Alfonso Banshee Giraldez, Canadian Tour, the Montreal edition, October 22nd and 23rd.
Yes, it's a Canadian Tour. So he does go to other cities. So there are also Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver. You can find the dates and all the information to register in the link we will provide in the show notes.
And last for this week, a new event. Fantasy Fest 14 on November 12th.
The 19th.
I said 14, didn't I?
Yes.
Wow, I suck at Roman numerals. Yes. Fantasy Fest 19, November 12th.
So, Fantasy Fest is an event that's been running for a while. It's run by the gang from Crève-Montsalle, which is a French saying that would say what? Die bastard or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Die, you bastard.
Right now, there's not much information about it. However, it's usually run as a four-man team event, and you play in doubles games. So each team is playing two games every round. It's a big one-day event. It's always fun. You bring your own terrain, so every team is noted on their army, their playing, even their table. So always fun. I've participated twice, and I think once with you, Paul.
Yeah, once with me. In fact, last year, their banner for the event was my army, which I thought was hilarious. But it's a great event. Lots of fun. Very casual.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was definitely odd in a Warhammer Fantasy type environment. Ninth Age environment. But tons of fun. Great day.
Yeah, and exactly you just said it. They are using Ninth Age rules for this edition.
Now, that was actually the first, I think that was the first miniatures event I'd ever played in.
First tournament. That was the arena.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So it was the second miniatures event I ever played. But the first time I'd ever played fantasy anywhere, aside mm-hmm. from in your basement. So I had like 3 games of fantasy under my belt before I went to that. Yeah. And I kept playing, so it couldn't have been that bad. But yeah, good time. Hoping to check that event out this year if I have time.
Yeah, right now there's not much information, but it will get released pretty soon.
Yep. All right. So that takes us into the news. And first up, as always, we're going to go with our non-crowdfunding related. And this week, first on the list is Blacksmith Miniatures.
It's in French, yeah.
L'Enfant Lutin.
I think they have an English translation.
Well, I mean,
The Elf Child. Okay, yeah. But there's an English link, so I'll use that for the notes.
is Iol the name of the child?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had no idea that was a name, or I thought, because it's all capitals, I thought it was like an acronym, so I was like EOL. Okay. That's his name.
So it's
he's very cool looking.
Yeah, it's a small elf kid playing with a snail or a scarab.
Yeah, and no, it's a snail.
No, okay. I think the it's because the heart. It's a small scarab.
And the artwork is a small scarab. Okay, well.
I think there are 2 different bugs available. That's why we are seeing 2 different things.
Oh, okay. I'm just looking at the product page. So I'm seeing different versions of him playing with something, and it's a little snail in every one. So I don't know.
But, anyway. But if you continue to thumb through them, there are other pictures.
Oh.
And in the description, it mentioned that it's looking for a little snail, a beetle, or insect.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, the last picture, he's got a bug of some kind. Yeah. The snail's far cuter.
Yes.
I mean, 28mm snails, how do you go wrong? But it's a cool-looking fig, because the artwork, he's very almost cherubish. Like, he's kind of thick for an elf, right? He's a little pot-belly.
Yeah, he's more of a fairy boy than an elf.
He looks very, very cool.
Yeah, and he's... You say 28mm, that's his height, but it's a 54mm scale model, but of a child, so.
No, I think that's really cool. Nice model. All right, next up, Junkyard Miniatures. Man, a lot of these coming up. 10mm scale ruined vehicles. There's been a lot of 10mm scale stuff.
Yeah, the name says it pretty much. It's one bus and 10 different 10 car all ruined and destroyed, ready to litter your futuristic battlefield. Yeah.
So for your polyversal drop zone commander, stuff like that, right?
Yes. Origin War.
No, very cool. All right. Next in line, Darksword Miniatures, new releases.
They always release a bunch of stuff. So the list goes on and on.
Well, you got some new animals, right?
Yes. So. And my favorite one is...
Oh, the snail. The snail cavalry?
No, the one before the small hedgehog jumping on a mushroom with a leaf.
Okay. I mean, the hedgehog snail cavalry.
It looks good too, for sure.
How do you go wrong with that? That is right on so many levels. Yeah, it's all animals, I think. Oh no, the further on it's not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
I like the fairy with the decapitated head too. would fit perfectly in for fairy meat.
Yep. The sea witch or whatever she is very cool with the fish staff.
Yes. Neat.
The warrior with the sword. Dark Sword has some great sculpts. And I love their animal models. They had such an interesting take on stuff. I think, I don't know, I keep thinking Frostgrave or something.
Mm-hmm. Their animals would fit perfectly in that.
Have to see. Next in line, Warlord Games, M5A2 Coyote Lightwalker Platoon.
So for Conflict 47, it's their World War II weird war follow-up. And this is three different walkers for that type of vehicle. The Coyote. So you have three with different weapon loadout. And it's on pre-order, should release early October.
Yeah, they're pretty snazzy. I really like the look of this game. I mean, it's just funny. We say this about every week from anything from Warlord. Oh, I like the look of this. This game looks kind of cool. But it's true. You know, they're really releasing a lot of stuff. And they've increased their standards have come way, way up in the last couple of years. So kudos to them.
I'm almost tempted to go historical.
That's, I know, that says something.
Yes. Well, it wouldn't be historical then, but still, historical adjacent.
I mean, I had a hard time playing Dust because I'm the only, or one of the only gamers I know that's not really interested in historicals. I have no love of, like, history and, you know, I can't, you give me a lineup of 10 fighter planes, I don't know what any of them are. I'm a very bad gamer, you know.
We are so much alike.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of gamers are really into that, right?
Yes.
And I look at it and go, it's World War II, you know. We know who wins. Like, it'd be like playing Titanic, the miniature game. We know how that ends, right? But the weird spin on it really can grab your attention. Because you can pretend it's not World War II. And you don't know the ending.
Yes.
It didn't play out that way. And Dust did a good job at it. But there's something always a little, in my mind, a little off about the designs and stuff. But I really like what Warlord's doing.
Yeah, I prefer their visual style.
Their aesthetic, yeah. Yom is going to stab us when we're asleep, by the way.
Well, said that. He can use, he could use his the stuff to proxy and play in Conflict 47 if we did get into the game.
Well, he'd actually have to have his Kickstarter shipped to him first.
He already has stuff to play.
I know, but I couldn't resist making the jab about the Kickstarter. Anyway, back to the news. Next up. Wow, I'm such a bad friend. Where was I? Dark Ops. Dark Seas Frigate. Seawolf.
So, Dark Ops is already doing other... it's all MDF terrain or MDF miniatures or stuff. And they have a line of ships, different size of ships, and they have their first frigate, and it's big.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's 21 inch long, 6 inch height, including mast rigging, but the rigging wire is not included though. So you need, because they rigged the whole ship for the pictures, you need to provide your own wires though.
But they at least give you a plan, like where to put the rigging?
I hope so.
Because it's gorgeous. And I'd have no idea what to do with it. Yeah. We'll just chalk this up to, this is as close to historical as I get, and I'd have no idea what to do with this.
Yeah. They say experience in making MDF kits and model is recommended.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? Wow, what a detailed kit.
That's it's a big, awesome. it's a three-masted ship, so it's a big piece. That's and it's awesome. It also decorated inside, so you can remove part of the haft, that's the bottom, the rear part.
Aft, yeah. You can read the quarter deck, I think it's called, or whatever.
Yeah, that something
like that. Yeah, and you can see all like the captain's cabin and like the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool.
Oh, even the main deck you can remove. to see the Canon deck under it. So yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Wow. That is a crazy kit. You need a lot of love to complete a kit like that.
Oh yes.
Because it deserves a lot of love. It's so well detailed for MDF kits. It's amazing what they're doing with LaserCut MDF now. It never ceases to amaze me. All right. Last but not least in the not crowdfunding news, Privateer Press, The Hordes, Trollblood, Northkin Shaman.
So single model that was released this week. It's a new solo for the Trollbloods. It's one of the busiest models they have in the line.
You know what? I've got conflicted feelings about this model because it's so busy.
Yeah, me too.
It's nice. The details are gorgeous, but there's so much going on it that I think it takes away from the model a bit, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's the pose they show. Well, the angle they show is also the worst angle they could have shown it for the busy level. When you turn it, it's the model is pretty flat and the back is not that bad, but the front with the axe, the cloak, this three-angled staff, it's crazy. But when you use the 360 on their website, it's not that bad. But still, for the solos, it's probably the busiest one they have. Probably not in the whole game. I remember the circle girl with the
Una the Falconer?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, too.
It's pretty busy, too.
But this would give Una a run for her money.
Yeah, this is the Trollblood equivalent in the business.
Yeah. All right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week, The Duke, 30 millimeter female pirates.
And that's it. The name is pretty simple. So you get pirate miniatures of female pirate miniatures, scenery, and other extras, all in different pledges and all kind of different sculpts. You have the boat wench, governors, or stuff like that. The type of models is pretty wide.
Yeah, you know, it's a neat idea. And it might be some people's aesthetics, but looking at the sculpts, I don't know if it's the painter or the sculpts or just the shots they did. I find the sculpts aren't fantastic. They're not terrible by any means. But the faces look a little, I don't know if it's lacking detail or like maybe it's just the way they took the photographs too. There's no real close up, so it's tough to say.
Yeah, maybe. Might be the style too.
Is there a close up of the actual models anywhere?
Not that I've seen. Maybe in the updates, but on the website you only
close ups of renders and stuff, but nothing of the actual models. Tough to say.
When you go lower, it's not a close up of the render. It's a different model, which is an 120 millimeter scale, exclusive for the project.
But it is something unique. It's something different. And if you like pirates, I'm sure you'll find a gem in here. So this Kickstarter is fully funded. They're at £1,898 out of a 500 British pound goal. They have 23 days left to go. And the Kickstarter is ending October 6, 2016. Next up, going to try this one. Cretacea, the game of gargantuan survival.
So if you want to go back in history, far, far, far back,
is this game you really can played
now with... play real dinosaurs. It's a skirmish game to play dinosaur in the Cretaceous era.
I was going to say, is it using just plastic dinosaurs you get at like the toy store or whatever? Because that'd be kind of awesome.
I think so. The game comes with their demo set with paper cutouts and stuff like that. But after that, it's up to you what minis you use.
I love that it's got this picture of a looks like a raptor or something, and they've drawn out lines for his, you know, arc of fire or whatever, or his field of view. This makes me laugh. It's like Warhammer Fantasy meets dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. and they show a bunch of different miniatures by different publisher, like Magister Militum being one of them.
Yep, that's pretty cool. Maybe a good way to get, if you have a young, I don't know how complex the rules are, but if you get a young boy that likes dinosaurs, or a young girl likes dinosaurs,
the way to go.
That could be really cool. All right.
And you won't break the bank. It's £4 to get the PDF pledge for the rule book.
Yeah.
I might get it just for that.
That's pretty cool. So he was looking for 600 British pounds. He's got 2,148 so far. With 12 days to go, the Kickstarter is ending on September 25th, 2016. Next up, Ganesha Games, Song of Blades, Axe and Brimstone.
So Songs of Blades and Heroes is a rule set, a generic rule set, and they have different teams and setting added to them, and the Axe and Brimstone one is a Evil Dwarf versus Halfling team. So you have a setting where you play a bunch of Halfling villagers and a evil dwarven cultist that try to attack the village.
Wow. That's quite the theme.
Yep.
I approve. So. any game where you get to play halflings. I see there's a halfling with a frying pan and a bandolier that looks like it's made of maybe sausages.
Mm-hmm. There's a Mastiff Rider too. So you have Halfling Cavalry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice. Some archers, trapper. That's pretty cool. I approve.
Looks good. There's miniatures for everything. They are also, there are stretch goals to add other miniatures to the line. So, lots of miniatures coming your way. And you can probably modify them. Like Songs of Blades and Heroes is pretty customizable as a game. It's fully customizable usually. So they even add in the add-on section, you can get other warbands for previous projects they did, like the dwarves, and they have a star-nosed mole cavalry, which I liked a lot.
Well, you have a thing for small woodland creatures, so mole cavalry would definitely be up your alley.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So, this is not yet funded, but it's over halfway there. So he's at $4,947 US dollars out of 8,500. And he's got 28 days left to go. And the Kickstarter is ending October 11th, 2016. Next up, Greenskin Wars. Wonder what this is about. Oh, look, it's exactly what I thought it was. So what is this here? You got some goblins and orkies, or just goblins?
It's mostly goblins. So it's a relaunch of an old range, which was called Crooked Claw. All sculpted by the goblin master himself, Kevin Adams. But they have also added new skulls and new miniatures to the line. So you get a lot of old skulls and add new ones.
Looking at some of these sculpts, man. They are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The little, like, I guess he's a hunter. He's got two little hand axes. He's green right now. And I don't mean he's painted green. I mean he's a green sculpt they're showing in the first art, first graphic. And then there's appeared to be some sort of hero leader type in the second row. Second one from the left. He's also amazing.
Yes.
There's a lot of really nice sculpts. This is really cool.
Those are the base one. There's also a Feral Goblins pledge where they all have like more of a feral look with the capes, with like a bat capes and stuff like that. Woods, different style. Ill Goblins, so a bunch of different type of goblins. Not just generic goblins. They even have what they call Doom Goblins, which are pretty much... What's their name? Night Goblins in Warhammer Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
With the black hood and the even like mushrooms, like they say.
Yeah, no, these are definitely some really, really neat sculpts. So what's the entry level? You know what? The entry level pledge is only 14 euros and it gives you 3 of the hero models. That's pretty sweet. I mean, I know they're goblins, they're small, but these are super detailed models. I think that's a really good value there.
And it's also the hero one. So you have 3 of the most busy and more work done models for that size also.
Yeah, no, for sure. Exactly. So this is a super high detail, guys. You know, it's a great value. So he wanted 5,000 euros. He's at 8,382. So he's completely funded with still 21 days to go. So this ends on October 4th, 2016. And I can only imagine it's going to do phenomenally. I thought Antoine was going to throw something in there, but I guess not. Okay. Next up in line is Dragonlock 2, Fantasy Village Terrain for 3D Printers.
The name is pretty clear.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, what could that be?
So you have buildable terrain. So you can build, you build parts and you don't build a complete building at one time. So you can build walls. You can choose the type of wall you want, the type of flooring, and you can print everything. And it has a locking mechanism for the parts. So you can build your building as you go. And they also have cobblestone streets parts, so you can tiles to build between your buildings. So nice work, nice details on the miniatures and the, well, not the miniatures, but the sections, and a lot of customization too.
Yeah, these are really impressive. And there's even a collection of small like terrain pieces for inside the buildings, tables, bars, chairs, barrels, etc., etc. This is really neat. And it's doing phenomenally well. So he wanted $500. He's at $63,430 with 29 days to go. Fair game. I think it's going to be successful.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has been unlocked. Add-ons, yeah, for sure. Stretch goals.
And you know what? It starts off at a very, very good price. For interesting stuff. So This is going to be pretty neat. So like I said, 29 days to go. Ends October 11th, 2016. Check it out if you need some terrain. Or even if you just like the idea of maybe being able to print some terrain someday. Great value there. What do we got next? Oh, Hassle-Free Miniatures. Kev White does Matt Dixon. Female Fantasy Miniatures.
So another Kev sculptor. This one is Excel White does most of the hassle free sculpting. And for this one, they did, it's a line of fantasy pinup miniatures. So you have a bunch of female miniatures that, and you get them in different states. So either hassle free does a lot of nude model and clothed variant of the same basic sculpt. So it's the same thing for this one. But they start with nude, regular, and one. Most of them also have a winter coated version or variant. Yeah,
so realistically dressed, scantily clad, and completely naked.
Yeah,
right.
That's about it.
Including a naked baby dinosaur.
Yeah, but realistically coated. It's not exactly because they are winter coated. So. Thinly aimed at, not thinly, but not really hidden for a Frostgrave.
Yeah, this is true. So again, this is being super successful. He was looking for £4,000. He's at £30,224 with 19 days to go. The Kickstarter ends October 2nd, 2016. So very successful thus far. And last this week, we have Mackie Games, Modular Underground Project, 3D Dungeon Wargame Terrain.
So the previous terrain we mentioned was Building Village. This one is about the same, but instead of being 3D printed, it will come in hard plastic already produced.
Cast. Yeah,
already cast. And you can build your dungeons.
Wow.
Subterraneans.
Wow. All I can think of is Endless Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah. And that has I think it has a nice Underground of Malifaux feel.
Yep. Definitely. It could be like the sewers. or any dungeon used for D&D for role playing.
Yeah, or the new Roman game also. The
Arena Rex?
No. The one that from Osprey, where you play warbands of Roman secret agents.
Yeah.
So those, they have a feel of Asterix in Rome.
Yep.
When they go into the dungeons to, but the undergrounds and the sewers and stuff like that. It's another feel. So that would fit for, what's the name of the game? I'm drawing a blank, but I was reading about it this week, so it came to my mind. Well, can't remember the name though. But it would fit for that too. Some of the scenarios are exterior, but I'm sure some are generic enough to play in underground levels.
Wow. I'm going to have to try to resist this one. Well, we know I have a terrain thing, right? I have so much terrain for no apparent... It's definitely calling to me. Let's put it that way. So this looks really, really neat. Looking for 35,000. He's at 67,581. 23 days to go. Obviously super, super successful. And this Kickstarter ends October 6, 2016. So plenty of time to back it. Don't miss out because this looks like a great one. And that's it for the week, Antoine.
It is.
Well, I guess I'll see you next week then.
Yes. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drive. You can listen to them at ladrive.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Game Huntress. Wherever there's XP or achievements, The Game Huntress blog will always be on the hunt. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.